And joined now by Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Cady as the Panthers defeat Cardinal 103-25 on Friday. That start, coach, was unreal.
Yeah, I think we had maybe just a little bit of a carryover from last games, you know, hot shooting and sharing the basketball and playing unselfishly. Probably a little bit of a carryover. And so we're in a different gym. We play pretty well at home, usually shoot pretty well, and sometimes it's a little sketchy on the road. But I think they just kind of, you know, really started to believe that they can make shots in other gyms. And so it was good to see.
You had different guys really take over. Alex Kelly, my goodness, that second half was he was good the whole game, but that second half was just phenomenal.
Yeah, and he's growing every day, and it's not as quick as we want to or he wants it to be, but he's really getting better, and he's really going to be a fantastic player for us and probably really start to flourish here at the end of the year and just really kind of hopefully come into his own a little bit. And, you know, we've given him a little more responsibility as the season's gone on, and he's starting to, you know and understand his role and how he can, you know, fit that well. And when you work hard like he did tonight, you're going to have some good things happen.
I think you wanted better defense. Did you get it tonight?
Yes, besides the start of the second half, but it's just probably a little bit tough. I mean, give the kids a little bit of credit. You know, they really locked in that first half and were really pretty good overall. And so to come out with a little bit of a slow start in the second half, wasn't too pleased with, but, I mean, it's for the majority of the game, we're pretty good, and so we're happy with that.
As we said, different guys, having good games. Brody Higginbotham, this might be a career high for him for 12.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, Brody's a really fantastic player. He's a really good shooter, and he just has a good feel for the game. And so he's, like Alex, you know, they're both sophomores, and so they're really coming on here strong. And we see the improvement in practice very, very often, and so it doesn't always translate to game minutes or game time, but they're really getting better, whether it's in the JV game or in the varsity game, and starting to show that off a little bit, which is awesome.
As a coach, you like these blowouts because you can get those guys in and, kind of maybe run some things that maybe they've been working on, or maybe try some those combinations, which, you know, you got these guys 2 more years. That's great experience. Get in on a Friday night game against the other team's varsity, or kind of mix in with your starters.
Yeah, and I, you know, push them and motivate them really hard in practice to, you know, stop Lincoln or stop Drake or stop Tristan or Jack. So they go against really good players, and I think they're just that competition breeds excellence quote is really good, and it fits that scenario there for them, and that's just great to see them improving. And nights like tonight when you can get them in and get them some meaningful minutes, it's good for them to be able to show that off for sure.
The term iron sharpens iron comes to mind. How key is that in practice to know that, okay, we've got a starting five, and then this next five can give them a pretty good go in practice?
Yeah, it's really tough, honestly, as a coach. You know, you're trying to find, you know, different lineups and track efficiencies throughout the year through stats and things like that, but also just figuring out, you know, different roles a little bit as they tweak or change throughout the year. Some guys develop a little bit faster than others, and you maybe start a guy like Nolan Smith, you know, looks like he should be in the post a little bit and inside, but he's probably a little bit more of a guard. And so to be able to let him expand a little bit of his game, both sides of it, and just figure out where people fit is really unique. And you said iron sharpens iron, and that's really true. And we like to try to have a lot of fun on our team, and the guys really like being around each other. It's just focusing when practice is in between the lines and the games in between the lines, like bringing a higher level of focus. We talked about that a little bit tonight, because sometimes, you know, when the score is not super close, either way, you're up or down, it's sometimes hard to bring really good focus. And to be a good basketball team, you have to bring a really higher level of focus than normal for 32 minutes. And so overall, I was really proud of tonight.
I had 18 made three-pointers tonight.
Okay.
That's two off of the record you set the other night. 38 threes in the last two games. I mean, granted, these aren't the two best teams you'll play all season. In fact, Monday you're going to play a really good team.
Yep.
But how confident are the guys now that they can shoot from the perimeter, but they can also slash inside? I mean, it's just not Drake anymore. It's multiple guys.
Yeah, and we're just starting to get a little bit better at moving the basketball and attacking when we can, and, you know, drive and kick, drive and dish to the paint, and just trying to make extra passes and get open shots has been really just a key focus. And when you have a good basketball team, a lot of times, you know, coaches go, well, how can I do this better, and sometimes they try to reinvent the wheel and do too much, and I've been trying to, you know, dial it back a little bit and simplify things and just be like, hey, how can we get the most open shots possible? And when you do that with a good basketball team that works hard and has good players, like you said, inside and out, getting open shots will be the key to winning most games, as long as you can get stops on the other end.
Big week coming up next week, a busy week coming up next week, starting with did not know how good Oskaloosa would be being in a season. They beat Pella twice this year. That means they're pretty good.
Yeah, I was kind of checking my phone here. They're in overtime with Newton right now, and so I'm not sure how that game is going, but they were down big in the first half, and then I noticed they came back and tied it at 45. And so, yeah, they're just they have a ton of potential and a ton of talent, and so I just, yeah.
We're still going?
Yeah, I think it looks like Newton's up three with 8 seconds left, but Newton – you know, everybody kind of bashed us when we lost to Newton at Newton, and Drake was, you know, probably rushed him back, and he was hurt and not probably ready to play. And Newton's really good at home, and
well,
people don't give them credit.
And also, let's face it, they like rock fights, and
yeah.
Not very many teams like a rock fight.
Right, and I feel like we can win those rock fights, too. I've seen it, you know, in the offseason. We've had some pretty physically hotly contested games where the refs really let them play, and so I know we can win those games, but just for whatever reason, Newton's really, really tough at home, and that's kind of the key to the playoffs, right? Who can get home court advantage? And so we kind of screwed ourselves a little bit with probably not getting three games and our home court, and that's okay. We are ready for that challenge at whatever point we have to go to somebody else's gym. We just have to keep trying to get better.
I know you're focused now on Oskaloosa, but you got a feisty PCM team,
yeah,
who always has athletes, and a Bon Durant team that may not have the Sterling record, but they're in,
yes,
the Raccoon River Conference,
yep,
which Pella's going to, so you know that's a good conference.
Yeah, last I checked, I think in some of the rankings, Bon Durant's still ahead of us, even though their record isn't very good. And so you got like Bon Durant, North Pole, Carlisle, teams like that are in there that don't necessarily have the best record, but they're all really tough, and they have to play Ballard and ADM twice, four times, you know what I mean, like two of their games each. And so, yes, all those teams are really good, and it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out for us as the season winds up here. But, yeah, we're really looking forward to playing Oski on Monday, having a really good challenge. It looks like they just lost one to Newton, 53-50. So, yeah, they're probably going to be ready for revenge and to try to bounce back, and so we're going to have to be ready on our home floor to bring it.
Breaking news from Joel Cady right here on KNIA.
Yeah, yeah. This, not as hard as you say it is, Derek. Just kidding.
It's not putting on a headset and yapping for 3 hours. We'll see you Monday,
okay,
and that should be a fun game. Two good teams going,
yes,
at each other.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of talent going to be on the floor, and so we're really looking forward to it and hoping that the community can come out and support us and all the kids in town that love basketball come out and go crazy for the game, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, we'll see you Monday.
Okay, thanks, Eric.
That's Joel Cady, Knoxville boys basketball coach. Panthers win it on Friday over Cardinal 103-25. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA KRLS.